sponsored by Skin Slipper, a safer, smarter skincare device.
There's gonna be ice clinking. It's fine. God, it's the holidays. It's the sleigh bells.
Sleigh bells in my glass. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Rich and Westerfer.
Happy holidays.
Wait.
Weekly tradition. I
didn't bump my mic this week, so just making sure. Hey, we're giving you a brand new episode with a whole bunch of celebrity shade. One leftover thing from last week, which I'm so glad is a continuing drama.
And it's not Jane Fonda.
No. Did she stop getting arrested?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything in a couple of weeks, actually. That's really weird.
I'm sure it's going on. Yes. Yeah. Isn't getting the same press, maybe. So, anyway, we have all that going on. And then we've got some nerd news.
That was Santa.
Just blame it all on fucking Santa. It's too early for me for fucking Christmas.
I don't bet.
Like, I know a lot of people, even before Thanksgiving, they're decorating for Christmas, mm-hmm. which to me is a no. But like December 1st is boom, they're
decorating. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you're not like that.
I just don't care.
Do you put out any decorations in the hall for Christmas?
I do not care about Christmas. I don't care about it. I've been called Scrooge. I don't give a shit about Christmas. Don't care.
Do you know what I used to really keep up with, like, everything? Like, mm-hmm. it was always something was, if it was spring, it was more like, you know, not that I would, like, set out eggs and shit like that. Yeah. But it was like, you know, you'd have purples and greens and pastels. Mm-hmm. And certainly in the fall, like, I loved having a Halloween, you know,
things going on.
Definitely for sure, pumpkins and all that mm-hmm. shit. And then Christmas, you know, a little tree and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I just found, like, especially what, like, once Halloween went up, because I usually would make it so fucking elaborate, I just didn't want to take it down.
Yeah.
And then Halloween will kind of stretch into November, and then it was like Christmas Halloween. It just never, like,
it's a nightmare before Christmas Halloween.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, don't get me wrong, it, like, perfectly suits my black heart, but but then it's like the Christmas decorations are up forever, because again, once you get up that tree,
yeah,
that's a whole fucking chore. That's a day. That is commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's artistic integrity that you're...
See, I need a nap just listening to this. That's why I don't do any of that.
It's like, I don't want to fucking take it down now. I put all this time and energy into this beautiful, amazing tree. I don't care if it's February.
Yeah.
I'm leaving my Christmas tree up.
Yeah, I just... Nope. I'm lazy, so and I like my sleep.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to decorate. I'm not putting up any faux presents. I don't care about a snowman. My roommate went wild, so that's great for him.
Yeah.
He put up a tree, and there's a wreath. Literally, it was the day after Halloween. It was Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
There were turkeys up and shit.
Oh, my God.
And, like a Thanksgiving, like, cornucopia, like, on the door.
That's a lot.
And I was like, okay, wow, that was quick. Like, it was just Halloween, like, 2 hours ago. Yeah. But okay, he's all quick. Right. Whatever. I don't have to do it. I ain't got to help. I don't care.
I'm telling you, some people, December 1st.
Right. And then went to sleep on Thanksgiving, woke up, there's a wreath. I'm like, how do you do this? Like, it's so fucking weird. It's like,
easy. You set your alarm for 3 a.m.
Christ. Like, wake up, and I'm just like, I heard like a jingling at the door, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? What does this wreath come from? It was just a turkey last night.
Oh my God.
He's like Mariah Carey when she went to see it, has Tina Turner for Halloween, and then woke up in her Santa hat.
Yeah. That's what happens. My God. Are you a Christmas music person?
No.
Yeah, I feel like I've asked you this before, because I am not either, like, at all.
I like that Mariah song, obviously.
Sure.
Because that's just a classic.
But I don't need to hear it all the time.
No, not at all. My guilty pleasure is, actually, I really enjoy the NSYNC Christmas album. It's a really good, solid album.
Look, it has some bops, okay?
It does. It's like some slow jam R&B type things. I was like, ooh. And that's it. I don't care about anyone else's Christmas album. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I mean, there are definitely like certain songs that I, you know, I don't mind hearing. I don't need to hear them ad nauseum. Like, I don't need to hear them starting December 1st.
Yes.
No. Like, for me, like, Christmas Day, that's the day you get to do Christmas music.
And that's it.
That's it. The night before, that's when you, like, you know, go to church and sing all those songs. So, fine. But I don't need it all month. It's not playing in my, like, fucking car.
Yeah, or,
like,
no. I'm good.
It's not okay. On any playlist, that's for sure.
Unless someone's put on the NSYNC Christmas album, then I'm not. Then I just don't care. They even have a New Year's Eve song on there. I think they listen to that. No one ever does. Everyone leaves out New Year's Eve for some reason. They have a New Year's Eve song called Kiss Me at Midnight. It's a jam. You're welcome,
listeners. You did like a little shoulder shake.
It's a good old jam. Like, it makes me smile.
Yes. All right, y'all. Go on Spotify and look that up right
now. See, I don't care about a tree, but I'm all about making out and booze. Yeah. Hey. We need more New Year's Eve songs. That's what we need.
Okay. Are you doing anything New Year's?
Fucking working, most likely. Working. I don't care. The same thing I do every single year for New Year's Eve. I'm so used to it. I'm just like, I don't really care.
I mean, holiday pay, though, right?
No, I'm salary, but it's fine. I think we get a Christmas bonus or something like that this, like, yeah, in like a couple of weeks, so that'll be nice. But,
yeah.
I actually kind of like working New Year's Eve, because, like, everyone's in a good mood.
Right, well,
people,
I mean,
don't typically get sloppy.
Bar,
yeah, it's like, so I'm throwing my, it's like I'm throwing my own party. It's not like I'm, like, sitting behind a cubicle. It's like, oh, my God, this is horrible, or, like, an AT&T customer service or anything, right, like, when the ball drops. Like, I'm, like, in the middle of the party. I'm just sober. Sometimes. Oh, God. 2 New Year's Eve ago at my old bar when I was bartending. Woo, boy. Let me tell you, one of the bartenders, in case I do not condone any illegal extracurricular activities.
Yeah, don't do this.
But we were like, fuck it, we're here. We started drinking. She popped out a Molly. We rolled into the New Year's, let me tell you. That was a fun, we were joyous, we were happy.
It was the best New Year's Eve.
It was great. We literally rolled into a New Year.
Oh my God.
I'm not doing that again.
No, that's
it. Was, it was fun that one time. Very spur of the moment situation.
Sometimes you just gotta get crazy.
It made a great memory though.
Yeah, exactly. And you've moved on. You know,
exactly, so, but it was a fun night.
Yeah.
Everything in moderation.
Sometimes it happens. Yeah. I'm not a big New Year's Eve person. I feel like New Year's Eve is an amateur night, much like St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
And like there are a few other key, like Halloween's becoming more and more like an amateur night, which really annoys me because it used to be, I mean, it's a little colder here, but it used to, like, always fucking rain all the time on Halloween.
Always.
But, like, you always had to
be. It would be warm up until fucking Halloween. It was freezing cold. It would rain. Oh, God, it's horrible.
Yeah, you had to be, like, hardcore to do it. But I feel like that's another one where the people who do not normally go out and party and do not normally whatever decide that this is the night that they're going to go wild. And it's always a complete disaster, so. No, but I am doing, like, a cute house party this year, which is
sort cute.
That's exactly my, like, vibe.
That's your jam.
Mm-hmm.
You can play Kiss Me at Midnight by NSYNC.
Oh, trust me. I will be bringing that playlist
I'm gonna hack into your playlist and just do it remotely. Like, yes. 3 minutes before, and play.
No, it'll be, like, a big gay boy party, so, well, not big, like, I don't think there's gonna be that many people there.
Yeah.
But it'll be a gay boy party, so.
Cute.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Mm-hmm.
I meant big as in like.
Like, thanks for listening to our Christmas episode. We talked about nothing but fucking the holidays the last 10 minutes.
Fuck Christmas.
But we've done shading that holiday, so, so what are we shading now?
We should move into celebrity shade. Although I will say real quick about Christmas, like, I do feel like people put so much pressure on themselves, and it's so unnecessary.
Yes! Oh my God, it's such a commercial situation. Like, people really going broke to fuck and crying because they can't buy their kids presents. I'm like, your kids need a goddamn present. You shouldn't be forced to feel bad about something or to go into debt or...
Yeah. Well, I mean, to obviously, purchase something. Obviously, as a society, we've gone horribly wrong.
Oh, yes. But
it's also like, you know, you can still celebrate in ways that are just way, way, way smarter. Like,
yeah.
Like our family always does like a white elephant for the kids.
Oh, that's cute.
So you pick one fucking person's name in the family it. And you buy one goddamn gift and you go to the family thing and it's a whole there game and only the kids play so the adults don't even have to fucking worry about buying the other adults' presents. It's stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like you, so you still, everyone, you know, participates and does something, but it's not completely
fucking ungrateful ass kids being pissed off if they got the wrong doll with the wrong dress.
Oh, fuck those kids. No. Mm-mm.
Oof.
Ungrateful brats. So as much as I love shading the holidays, and especially children, let's shade Hollywood.
Yes.
Celebrity shade.
Hollywood children. I'm kidding.
That's a whole...
other show.
Whew. Well, one carryover from last week is this whole Gabrielle Union situation, where, if you haven't heard, she was a judge on America's Got Talent, was a very brief job, and apparently there were some things that happened during the season, one of them including a racist joke that Jay Leno made, that she felt comfortable enough going to NBC and saying this is, you know, not appropriate, blah, 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 makes me uncomfortable. And they did, you know, I guess I will give some credit to them. They did edit it out of the episode. And that joke never aired.
Yeah.
And we won't even, like, quantify, like, the joke was a racist joke. Some jokes are just meant to be, like, racist. Like, that's what they are. They can also be a joke. It can still be a joke, but it is a racist joke.
Yes.
So, anyway, and then they fired her. So now, I don't know if this is because maybe the way she approached them with these issues, or just because she was a problem, or as we talked about last week, you were saying that people had a problem with her hair?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, her hair was too black, too ethnic.
So, something going on.
Yeah, something was not right in the milk.
This is also the show that Nick Cannon walked away from after saying that, you know, they wanted to keep him in line, so to speak.
Yeah, he never really explained what that meant, I'm sure for legal reasons, but he walked away.
So now, NBC apparently had a... what, like 9-hour meeting with
something like that,
yeah, Gabrielle Union, and they're gonna do an official investigation now. This is the same network that investigated itself before and found they did nothing wrong. Do you remember Matt Lauer?
Yes,
yeah, exactly. So then, meanwhile, also, not only did she get rotated out, aka fired, but so did
Julianne Hough,
right? Who's been very quiet up until this point.
Well, she also has a bunch of other projects with NBC as well lined up. She basically... she gave an interview and they asked her about it. And remember that Miss Teen USA 2007 when the girl was asked the question?
God.
It was literally just like word like, vomit and just Sally. Yes, and and the kids in Iraq, such as... I think they're not taught at the school with the books because of Utah. And that's exactly what her fucking statement... It was...
Yeah, someone got a magnet too close to Julia.
Yes. I was like, if this bitch happened, a stroke on air? Because just like, I think everyone should, you know, have a right to say what they want. And, you know, in this climate, things are changing with the way that things are ran. And I think that those people who want to have change will eventually change them. I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah, so she didn't really want to think. And I can kind of... I'm not defending her with, at all.
Yeah.
But, A, like you said, she already has a number of things coming up with
that. Right.
And, you know, she's just not maybe in the position where she really feels like she can
Yeah, she's annoying. She's... They were talking about on The View, I saw a clip, and Joy Behar was like, well, I mean, she said that, you know, the people who want things changed will speak up and change them. She's all, but it's not going to be her, apparently. She's all, she said that. She's all, but it's not going to be me.
What's crazy is, like, she's one of those people who, well, she's not a great actress, but she can fucking dance.
Yeah, herself. That's her thing.
And she's a really good singer, by the way. Like, I actually watched her.
Yeah, she's talented.
On Dolly Parton has a new show called Heartstrings.
Really?
And there's an episode about, like, one of her famous songs is kind of made into a very bad Lifetime TV movie.
Oh, God, okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not good. Yeah. But it's Dolly, and I fucking love her.
So you have to support it. That's fine.
Yes, so it's, again, one of those shows I just run in the background. Mm-hmm. I let it play. Give Dolly those streams. But she was in that, too, and I was like, God, she really is fucking talented, but she's never really had that, like, aside from Dancing with the Stars that made her famous, she never had that, like, next big thing.
Yeah, no.
Just hasn't.
That burlesque movie definitely did do much.
No.
I mean, Cher was so good in that, though.
Cher was great in it.
I remember Christina Aguilera hated her because people kept thinking that they looked alike in the movie. Yeah, this really happened. Which I was thinking when I saw the movie, I'm like, damn, they look, I mean, who's this girl? Why don't you look kind of like Christina? But, yes, Christina Aguilera did not like her and did not like people comparing her to her. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Little side note.
That happens all the fucking time.
Calm down, Christina.
Yeah.
Focus on making a hit song. Not what people are saying about other people on the set.
For real. Yeah.
Now I want to watch Burlesque. I'm getting all of these, like...
My favorite scene is where Cher has the crowbar, and she's like, you crazy bitch! And smashes her fucking window.
Yes. My favorite scene is when Cher is doing Christina Aguilera's makeup, and the editing's so horrible, because she's, like, talking, and it keeps going back and forth, and it goes from, like... She's putting lipstick on, and then it goes to Cher, and she's still talking, and then it goes back to Christina, and it's like, full beat of makeup. I'm all, how did...
Cher is fucking magic, obviously.
God bless that editor. I was all, how did she go from no makeup to, like, half a lip to a full beat in, like, three sentences?
It's a lot, yeah. No, that movie is fucking great. It's ridiculous. It's everything it should be.
It really is.
It truly is.
It really
and
is.
And it knows. Everyone knows about Christina Aguilera.
Yes. It's one person not in on the joke.
There are times where Cher and Stanley Tucci kind of just look at each other and you're like...
They're like, did your check clear? Yeah, mine
yes,
did too.
They're just having so much fun. They're just like...
So fine.
Sex summer camp. Stanley Tucci.
Sexy. Yes, I love a bald man with a beard. And glasses. Oof.
And he's fucking funny.
And he's Italian. Oof.
Okay.
Jesus. What were we talking about?
Yeah, what? Anyway, I suspect NBC will find that nothing was wrong about Gabrielle Union being part. Meanwhile, for you 90s kids, do y'all remember Alanis Morissette?
Yes.
Holy shit. She was badass. Mm-hmm. She played a fucking electric guitar.
She was amazing.
Her hair was super fucking long and, like, completely covered her face.
She was all angry.
She was super angry.
The songs were great.
Yes. And even when she went through that, like, phase where she obviously became very rich and didn't have much angst anymore, like, she was still really cool.
It still worked.
Yeah. Like, she wasn't as angry.
Yeah.
But, like...
It was so cool and authentic. And it was good music.
Still very much her. Well, then she kind of decided to take a break.
Yeah.
Which...
Hey.
A lot of people are, like, so fearful of that.
Some people need to.
My God, can you imagine if Madonna, like, just took a break?
Oh, Jesus. She needs to. Well, she would at this point. Jesus.
Hey, she's going to keep going until... Oh, my leg. Oh, sorry.
That finally gives in.
Yeah, she's never going to... So, anyway, but a lot of... like, Alanis was under a lot of pressure, and, you know, that album was, like, so fucking huge.
Yeah.
she was so rich all of a sudden, mm-hmm. and like all this crazy stuff. So anyway, she took a break, but now she's coming back.
Yes. And bringing friends.
Uh-huh.
It's her and one of my favorite bands from the 90s, Garbage.
Oh my God.
Yes. And Liz Phair, who I think I remember one of her songs. I wasn't that big a fan of her back in the day. But it's like mini Lilith Fair 2020.
It really is. Yeah.
If you're really young, you don't know what that is. The Lilith Fair was a very, very popular tour series. Happened like every like couple of years they'd have it.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of different all-female mm-hmm. performers.
I think it was even every year for a while. Like,
yeah.
It was really popular. And then that kind of like teetered off too. But yeah, they're all like coming back and that's a bit.
I'm here for it.
Honestly, like Garbage, I'm so with you on this because they are such a great band.
Yes.
And I don't think a lot of people.
Oh my God, remember when I thought Shredding Manson died? Yeah.
I was like, I'm pretty sure.
But it was the woman from Cranberries. I'm an asshole. Sorry, Shirley.
Oh, anyway. So what people didn't know is that Shirley actually is the one who wrote all those early, early songs,
mm-hmm.
like that first album.
Yeah. She yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's great.
And the whole band was like really, really poor. Mm-hmm. And as they were recording this album, they were basically was like, I love these stories. I don't know if they play them up.
Yeah.
But it was basically like she was staying, you know, I don't know, somewhere, and she just had like no fucking money and was like writing these songs, like pouring her emotions into these songs because yeah. she was so desperate. You know what I mean? Like in this, where it was like, this is do or die.
Mm-hmm.
And then wrote these fucking amazing songs and that album came out and
the rest is history.
Do you know how they got their name?
No.
Suddenly this is starting to get
right.
I'm like, what podcast.
Welcome to the holiday garbage.
Well, I will tell you, their music stands up to this day. I do not care how old or young you mm-hmm. are. So if you don't know who Garbage is,
figure it out.
Educate yourself. Only Happy When It Rains is like a forever mood.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they also, while they're recording an album as a band, did not really know each other, and did not. Most of the band members are much, much older than her.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lot younger than them.
Yeah.
So she was also afraid that they were going to kick her out of the band. And then they didn't have a name for the band, and, you know, but it was like, you know, contract stuff.
Is, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And so they had recorded some stuff, and then, you know, that sort of wall of sound
mm-hmm.
that they have
yes.
where it's like that. There's just a lot going on
yes.
in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of their, you know, sonic, like, thumbprint. They didn't have that yet either. And then when they first came up with it,
mm-hmm.
you know, they were like, what is that in the background? Like, it just sounds like garbage. And that's how they named
I love it.
The band. So,
yeah. Fun facts with Richie and Wes.
Mm-hmm. Again, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, they're coming back.
Yeah, they're coming back.
I want to hear new music from them, absolutely.
Me too.
Yes. All right, that's not shade at all.
No, shit. Not at all.
Let's
get ready.
Move on. Yeah. Let's move on to Lady Gaga.
She didn't do anything.
She didn't actually do anything, so all right, we can't. But her fans
are fucking crazy.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, so Billie Eilish and her brother were doing some interview, and they were just going through, like, people's, like, looks for, like, award shows and whatever. And it came to, like, the Lady Gaga section that they talked about, which came out in an egg and the meat dress. And Billy just said, oh, yeah, I thought that meat dress was, like, really weird. Which, it was a dress made of meat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think we all were saying, what the fuck is that? Yes, that is weird.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga's fucking stans went fucking crazy. Mind you, this girl is 17 years old.
First of all, and a vegan.
Yes.
So,
like, leave her alone. These grown-ass men going off. One of them, I got into a whole confrontation.
Are you going to get banned on Twitter again?
No, I minded my words. I called him an asshole, but I'm allowed to.
It's an acceptable word on Twitter.
He was just like, he's like, I don't understand Stan Twitter. I think I'm getting too over this shit. He's all, but how dare, then goes on to insult this girl by saying, how dare her say that anything was weird. Gaga's iconic. All this girl does is wear a pair of oversized pants. People think it's revolutionary. Gaga paved the way for her, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, first of all, sir, calm down, oh like, God. And stop, like, talking about a 17-year-old girl's appearance, first of all.
Yeah. And
like, and he's like, she'll never have any impact, like, on culture. And I was like, why are you insulting a child? Stop it. You're being ridiculous. He's like, are you dumb? I said, I'm getting too old for a stan Twitter, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, he's like, I'm 24 years old and it's just all too childish for me. I'm like, sir, first of all, you are not acting mature. You're acting like you're 24, if not less. Not only that, stop fucking talking about a child's appearance. I don't even like this girl. I can't stand her music. She sounds like she's mumbling half the time. But good for her for being 17 and letting out her dream and let her wear what the fuck she wants to wear and say what the fuck she wants to say.
Exactly.
That's my grown ass going to fucking a high school and making fun of a junior.
Yeah.
Why?
God, that would be so fun.
I know, right? I'm just kidding. I'd kick them. I wouldn't make fun of them, though. Jesus. Exactly.
Push them into
class.
A locker. God.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not a super fan of her music either. I think she breathes a lot.
I can't. I'm trying to word the bitch. Sings. The woman says.
She, oh. Ways
yeah, it's like she's like an asthma attack.
Weird. I don't know what's going on.
Neither.
Yeah.
But that's her thing.
And she has plenty of fans. Her music is doing really fucking well.
Yeah, she has a good career for herself right now.
Hey, I don't know what the fuck
I'm talking about. And I say it is revolutionary for her to be wearing oversized pants because everyone else is so overly fucking sexualized and everyone's not wearing anything at all, including Lady Gaga, that I think it is great that she can actually be covered up. Yes. In her hoodies and her oversized jeans and do what the fuck she wants to do. And again, stop negatively commenting on a 17-year-old, you fucking creep.
Yeah, that's gross.
Grown-ass gay men talking about a damn teenager.
Mm-mm. See, this is where I feel like Gaga definitely, you know, or her social team should be, like, teaching a lesson.
Yeah, little monsters, shut the fuck up and let this girl be.
Speaking of monsters...
although they might be like Beyonce's fans, so they're mind their damn business.
I know. They're like, shut up, bitch. Make more music.
The fuck told you to talk? Where's the album? I'm sorry to cut you off. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just gonna say you mentioned her monsters, and it just like got me thinking that I actually posted at Richie and Wes on our social this week about the show that I became obsessed with for, like, 2 days. Because it was, like, drag, but they're, like, drag monsters.
Ooh.
It's called Dragula.
Oh, yeah.
It is so fun.
Yeah, it's like Drag Race with Edge, right?
It's like Fear Factor meets Drag Race. Ooh. Yeah, because instead of having to lip sync for their life...
Uh-huh.
They have to do an extermination challenge.
Oh, fuck no.
And it's like, one of them was like, how many $100 bills can you staple to your body?
Fuck that. I'll be damned, first of all. Secondly, good for them for doing something different.
Yes. And it's like the, you know, the monster queens, the ones who, you know, are more think divine.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of like walking out with like a chainsaw kind of shit. Super, super fun, and yet, for as yes, catty and bitchy and all that it can be, look, obviously it's a reality show and all the stuff, but the way they resolve shit, and, like, there are such teachable moments, and people actually, like, own up to
their shit,
the words that come out of their mouth.
Yeah.
It actually is, like, deep.
Nice.
It's really cute. So if you haven't seen, it's good.
After I watched Burlesque.
Dracula. Yeah, after you watch Burlesque. There were some parts I did have to fast forward through, because like when they made them like eat stuff.
No. We're not here for that.
So I did have to, I will admit, I fast forwarded through that. So.
You're allowed.
Yeah. So, Gaga, come on. Control your little monsters. Oh, speaking of monsters, remember that Cats trailer?
Oh, God, yes. Talk about a horrifying thing and things I want to fast forward through.
Whoo! Terrifying. Well, news breaking right now. The Cats is getting a remake, a makeover. So they're basically, like, going to redo the whole CGI thing on the
How, though? It comes out on Christmas.
I don't know.
This is going to be such a shit show. I'm going to watch it just for the hell of it.
Right?
That's what I'm doing on Christmas, going to see Cats.
They have like 3 weeks.
I'll live stream it. I'll do a reaction video in theater.
Right, not the show, just yourself watching the show. So that won't be illegal. Yeah, they do not have much time. But also, like, how did it get to this point where, you know, how many people had to see this product before?
Yes.
Right? So confusing to me.
I don't understand people.
Well.
So you can't have too many damn yes men.
They are trying to fix it. Maybe again. Maybe we're all getting fucking punked. Maybe it was their plan all along. They made everyone look super terrifying. I have
no idea.
I don't know. Honestly, I would have preferred like a fucking animated version.
Yes.
Like really good singers.
Seriously.
Speaking of really good singers, Kelly Clarkson has a new TV show. And I just thought this was cute, and I know it's celebrity shade, so I'll have to find something to shade her with. But she did a whole episode on Mr. Rogers and being a good neighbor and had her audience, like, watch this movie that's coming out with Tom Hanks about Mr. Rogers. And then had them, like, say something kind to a stranger and, like, do all these Mr. Rogers-esque mm-hmm. things. It was so fucking adorable.
See, that's what we need more of.
And she sings every day on her show.
I love it. Well, she's picked up for a second season, so good for her.
Obviously, she's doing something right. I have to eat my words because when they said she was coming out with a talk show, I was like, that is not going to last.
I didn't think so either.
I really didn't. I just thought she would be, you know, trying to be too much like something she wasn't.
Yeah.
And actually, I watched a full episode from beginning to end. She is literally so engaging and so great. Like, yeah, it works. It totally works. It totally works. And the show is all about being nice. And apparently it's been a whole season long thing where they do, and there's so much money going on the show. Holy shit, the set. And
oh, really?
Stuff. Oh, my God.
Good for her.
So, yeah, I think if it did well at all, she was probably going to get a second season. So, yeah, definitely eat my words on that. And if you haven't seen it, check it out because it's really fucking cute. I got shit else to say.
This is a very non-shady episode.
I know. So shit. Far. Oh. Meanwhile. So, I was watching network TV this week. There was like one day this week where a friend of mine and I were like hanging out and just like it was a rainy day in LA.
Yeah.
So what happens in LA with, so for myself, obviously, like I have clients that I do, you know, fitness and nutrition stuff with. And shocking, when it rains in LA, no one can do anything.
Surprise, surprise.
He's a hairstylist. And, you know, like, big frou-frou, whatever, hairstylist. Oh, no one can get their hair done in the rain. I mean, that actually kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. But, so we were both like, oh, fuck it. We just have a day off. Let's just, like, hang out. So, we actually ended up, like, watching TV. And I ended up watching The Ellen Show, which I have not seen forever. And it was a little, like,
yeah,
you know, because we love Ellen, but... She's, you know, whatevs.
Yeah.
It's the holidays. I'm going to be nice. It's
that's
the theme of the show.
That's a change.
Wait, no, I'm getting to it. So, on the show, it was revealed to me for the first time that Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are doing another fucking Bad Boys movie. Is this number 4? 5?
I think so, 4.
Eight?
I think. Who knows?
It's called Bad Boys Forever. For life. Yes. For life. Forever.
For
eternity.
For we don't care.
Infinity. Meanwhile, these best friends who have been in the game forever and done all these movies together and hang out all the time played a little quiz game about how much they know about the other one. And Martin Lawrence was easily able to name all of Will Smith's children. In return, Will Smith could not name a single one of
them. That's funny. Kids. That's sad, but it's funny.
A, I can't even believe they left that on the show, that that did not get edited out. Xenu has left the building because he did kind of make a joke about it later. But I was like, how do you not know your kids' fucking names? Like, I could see ages, because that shit's hard. You know?
Yeah.
Like your nieces and nephews and shit like that, and you're like, I don't fucking know. But you know their damn names.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. Will really made no excuse for not knowing the kids' names. Mm-hmm. He just blamed Ellen for asking the question. Much like Justin Timberlake, also deflected this week after he was caught holding hands with his co-star instead of his wife, and then blamed it on alcohol. Was that an apology?
He's a...
And who's he apologizing to?
And because he got caught.
But
and then saying, ew, like my wife and my kids had to go through me and me. I'm like, oh, please. Shut the fuck up.
Here's what I understand.
And never once apologized for any strain that it could have caused in his co-star or anything like that, mind you. Because why would he ever defend a woman? Let's just put that out there.
But also, it's just like... Who fucking cares?
Yeah. I mean,
adults and friends can hold hands. Jesus Christ. Like, was it even necessary for him to...
And he was clearly drunk in the video, so...
Right.
We saw you're wasted. If you didn't do anything, why are you apologizing for it? That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I think it's totally fine sometimes to be like, yeah, that was my friend just kind of holding me up because I'm drunk. Like, you don't have to go into a whole... You know, mm-hmm. It's just like, put the shovel down. It's not going to get any better.
No, just dig it and hop into the grave.
Just be like, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Someone was like, why is he apologizing for this and not that last album of his?
Well, that part too. Or for Janet Jackson or for anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It also, the reason that none of the other NSYNCers ever really had a successful solo career.
JC deserved to. He's the most talented one, but that's just not how life works for some reason. The whiny one, who's a misogynist, decided to be the successful one.
Yeah.
Damn, Lance Bass got lucky.
He kind of like...
He didn't have to do shit. He just sang bass in the background.
Right.
Didn't have a damn solo, except for on the Christmas album. There's one song called The Only Thing I Want to Do Is You.
Yeah.
And the first time he's ever been, first and last time you've ever heard him sing, his voice is deep. He's the bass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knew he would, like, carry the lower notes, but it's, like, deep. Like, I was like, what the Barry White is going on right now? And what member is this? I was like, oh, shit, that's Lance.
What?
It was so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But, damn, made all those millions.
Yep.
Got to just barely dance in the background.
Hey. That's like...
Singing low notes, not even destroying your voice or anything.
Yeah, it's like being the second blonde pussycat doll. It's like you're along for the ride.
Right?
People kind of know you.
You get the perks, you get the paycheck.
And now you own bars in West Hollywood.
Right?
Cool. I'll get like that too, though. I'm like, no one ever messages me. I don't have any friends. And then, you know, there'll be an afternoon where everyone is up in my shit. I'm like, oh my God, leave me alone.
Like, I just want to do nothing.
Yes. Can I just spend a whole day, like, naked, by myself, drinking wine, watching TV?
Right, leave me alone.
Shit.
And then you're bored. Why is no one contacting me?
Mm-hmm. It's time for Nerd News.
Yes.
Well, this week we saw what will be the first movie in Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but it's a movie that falls between Avengers Civil War and Avengers Endgame. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's so many. I'm like, yes. Right?
Or something.
Infinity War?
Infinity War.
Yes. Okay. I'm like, wait a minute.
Infinity War and Endgame, not Civil War. Wrong war.
Sorry, guys. We're already one bottle in.
Jesus.
It's cold outside.
All the nerds are like, excuse me. Yeah.
I'm going to get another bad review.
Yeah.
Their nerd news system says them not knowing their facts. Welcome to the fucking show.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Our assistant's a fucking dog. A producer is a bottle of wine. What do you want from us?
Exactly what you're getting. Entertainment. You're welcome.
Well, I enjoyed the Black Widow trailer. I mean, it sort of spelled out the movie, like, very, very, very plainly. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally in a voiceover, she's
oh
like,
oh my God.
We have to go back to the beginning so I can get, you know, whatever.
A check.
Yes. Basically. But, like, basically, they sort of hinted at this before. Her characters had very brief moments of, you know, her crazy childhood where she was raised to be a, you know, killer spy.
An assassin.
Yeah. And actually, I do hope they get a little more into this shit. Because Black Widow in the comic books, like, it was fucked up. Like, she
really?
Was, like, 12 or 13, and then, like, made it so she couldn't have babies.
Oh, Jesus.
And, you know, like, all this really crazy
fucking shit. That got dark real quick.
Yes, like...
Was not expecting that.
She really started very young, and, yeah, like, as a very young girl, and all the things that sort of come along with being a female spy. So she definitely has, like, a dark past. So I'm interested to see, you know, especially with how, like, clean these movies are, where they're going to kind of go with that. But we'll see.
Jesus. All right. Well,
I did like from the trailer that they very quickly, like, introduced a whole new fucking cast, kind of, like, all about it, because it's, like, her sister, and I just don't remember if it's, like, her dad or whoever the fuck it is, but it's, like, a whole, like...
Some man.
It's, like, a whole, like, family thing. Oh, but it's the guy from Stranger Things. It's the sheriff that everybody loves.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That guy.
We don't know his name.
I don't... Whatever.
Again, at this show, you get what you pay for, and it's free. Nothing.
Yes.
So you get what we give you.
Although I was thinking of creating a Patreon where we would do special episodes that people would actually, like, get if they subscribe to our Patreon.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. It would be something completely different, because I would never want to, like... not do the show exactly
as
we've always done the show, but I think that'd be kind of
fun. We're like, fuck y'all!
And now it's time for the sex question of the week, if you're a Patreon subscriber.
It just starts off and we just start fading off in the background.
Lighter and lighter. So anyway, yeah, trailer looked cool, whatevs. I'll definitely see it. I mean, you know, I'm a fucking Marvel's bitch, so what's that? Meanwhile, in maybe a, like, sort of tit-for-tat, DC released a whole new plethora of Birds of Prey posters.
Yeah. Did you see them?
Yes, I saw a bunch of them.
Did you notice anything funny about it?
No.
You're going to laugh.
What? They spelled it wrong?
Oh my God, that would be fucking amazing. Oh my God, I would fucking love that. please hold.
Okay.
We can edit
kids,
some. We
follow
can,
along. Yep.
We can edit some music into this one.
Yeah.
While I'm searching. Marcel!
Oh, Marcel.
Okay, let's see. Come on. Most recent. Because you're going to die when I point this out.
Well, they
to you.
Made one for every single character, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really the first chance for people to clearly see what outfits or costumes everyone is wearing. And, you know, Harley does have that.
Okay, so look at this. So here's the first group poster.
Yeah.
Everyone Google along. Okay. Here's the second group poster.
Yeah.
Could Ms. Perez just not be bothered to, like, do another picture?
Oh. Oh, it's the exact same pose. It's literally the same pose. They just...
I was like, what? The cut and paste is... She's like, this is all you got. Mm-hmm. Bye. I'm walking off set. I got dinner to make.
Well, I mean, they were all in front of a green screen anyway, and they're just slapping them together, so...
But to say she could not be bothered to do a different... You get one take, and that's it.
It's like, no.
It's like, I'm a veteran in this business. I have plans after this.
This is my pose. That's what you get.
A little Easter egg for you guys. Have fun looking for that.
Yeah. They did the movie poster, but they also did individual posters.
Yes, mm-hmm. for all the characters.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm not really impressed by anyone's costuming, for sure.
No. Looks very CW.
It kind of looks a little lower caliber than CW.
True, it's very Lifetime.
To be honest. CW, at least, like, you know, they have, I think they're pretty legit. I mean, this looks like they really want it to be street style. So nothing.
I'm sorry.
Oh, what?
I found another Easter egg.
What?
The Asian girl's face is the exact same face, both posters.
No.
They photoshopped it in a different body shot.
Oh my god.
Who? Basically. Who at UCLA fucking graphic artist class 101 did this for free?
They're like, so we're going to give you a second poster, but it's the first poster.
You get extra
poster.
Credit if you want to do this.
Actually, the first poster, we just shifted things around.
Again, have fun. You guys are welcome in advance for looking at this.
I don't know about this movie. I have a feeling it's going to do well because, like, people are excited about
it.
Yeah. And it really, like, the thing about a movie is, like, it doesn't matter if it's shit or if it's good. If people are excited,
they're gonna spend money on it.
And it does big numbers the first weekend, and the fangirls love it, which, of course, they will.
Mm.
I actually, like, I don't think it's going to be a good movie, but I think it'll do pretty well, like, financially.
Well, you tell me, because I might watch it.
I mean, good for her. I don't know that I'm going to watch it in the theater.
You guys let us know how it is when it comes out.
Yeah, you guys can let us know.
Well, like Frankenstein, a fan review.
For me, it's like an investment, you know? If I'm going to spend my time going out and, like, doing something like that.
It's going to be something I want
to
see.
It really has to be something I want to see and care about. Because there's too much to do here in LA.
Like
to
I said, I'm...
waste time doing that.
I'm lazy and I like my naps.
Yes.
I'm watching
Dolly Parton's Heartstrings on Netflix. Don't bother me.
From the comfort of your own bed.
Meanwhile, in other DC news, the first Wonder Woman 1984 trailer is coming out this Sunday.
And you'll be out of the country.
And I'll be out of the fucking country. I mean, they have internet where I'm going. Yeah. Shit.
I
can't watch it like 8,000 times like I normally would.
Yeah.
You know, without my phone getting like crazy roaming charges. That's another thing I didn't even do for this trip. I didn't even plan on like my phone. Like I didn't even call them and ask.
Turn your location on at all times. Get listen to all your close friends. So we know where you're at. Have you seen the movie Hostel?
I told you I'm going to a very frou-frou fucking
resort.
You've
seen The Green Inferno? That shit was crazy too. Fuck traveling abroad. Have fun.
People don't come back from the mud bath.
I don't know your laptop password. I can't do this.
Oh
alone.
My god, what a great horror movie that would be. People go to a upscale resort where they think they're going to be like massaged and...
And they just get hacked up.
Yeah. What a brilliant idea. Anyway, stepping all over the big news is that Wonder Woman's trailer is coming out on fucking Sunday. And it's a teaser trailer, so I don't really know how long it will be or what
it'll
that
be 30
means.
Seconds. She'll land in like 1984. You'll see like a boot
mm-hmm.
on like a busy fucking like street in Manhattan or something, and then all of a sudden...
But I feel like some teaser trailers are, like, a minute fucking long or 2 minutes long. True. So I don't always know what they mean by a teaser trailer.
Bet she's gonna be a boot.
Well, we already saw some of the scene in the mall.
Yes.
So, like, they could definitely pad it, the trailer with all of that, because we've already seen it anyways, so, to make it, like, longer. But, yeah, I don't know.
I want to see Cheetah.
Oh, you're not going to see Cheetah.
I know. I'm aware. God, burst my bubble. I'm aware.
You'll probably see Kristen Wiig, like, in her big perm hair and glasses. But, yeah, I kind of doubt you'll see.
I just want to see.
Yeah. Unless they're just fucking going for it. But I hope we get to see the gold costume, though. That's what I hope it is. Where it's just, like, whatever, flash, 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 whatever, hair, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then just one shot of her in that gold costume from head to toe.
That'd be great. Just for, like, a split second would be great.
Yes. With the baseline.
And then it'd be, like, boom, with the... Mm-hmm. Double W's and then a cat crash through it.
Ooh,
look at us!
We're
so fucking creative.
Be running this shit.
We don't show it on the show, but we're very creative individuals.
Yeah.
That'd be really cute. Mm-hmm. Damn, we're good. Someone send us a check.
Honestly, which is always
subscribe to our Patreon. We're
all with things, yes.
We'll give you all of our Hollywood ideas if you subscribe to our Patreon.
For real. Y'all, I think that's the end of nerd news. That's all I have.
Come on, let's get dirty.
Your favorite part of the show.
All of it.
Everything.
Just kidding. The sex question of the week.
This week we asked, are you a dom or are you a sub? Now, you could be a top or a bottom and still be either one of those two things.
Exactly.
Some tops like to be told what to do. You know? Yeah. And you could definitely be a bottom and be the one in charge. For sure. So, we asked our audience... on social, at Richie and Wes. You should be following along.
Exactly.
And we had a pretty overwhelming response, but also given my interaction with some of these people online, like, I know for sure that a lot of bottoms said, I am the dominant one. 67% Jesus. Voted dom. And then 33% said they are the sub. I do feel like two dominant people can still mesh well together.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more challenging for two sub
people
because they're kind of waiting for the other one to like do something. Maybe.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
If you have any stories, share with us.
Yeah. I mean, so I think it's fine that we have an overwhelming, almost 70% a dominant type because a little give and take is always good as
Nothing
well,
wrong
right?
With that.
If you're both dominant.
Yeah. what?
Or maybe we just have an audience full of bossy bottoms. I don't know.
Probably accurate.
Well. I don't know if that's an insult, but I think people say it as an insult.
They do.
Yeah. Which I've never really understood because, you know, if someone is giving you instructions as to, like, what turns them on and what they like, that is your guide. That is your map.
Yes.
You know? All you have to do is pay attention.
And listen.
Mm-hmm.
To us and subscribe. Five-star review.
Please do. So now that our audience has weighed in, Richie Rich, which side would you tick? Dom or sub?
Dom. And I don't like being told what to do.
Yeah.
I'm bossy. Like, the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, that's why I say, like, two doms can work well together, because, I mean, I like telling people what to do.
Yeah. I'm just a very direct, bossy individual is how I am.
That's why we get along so well.
Exactly. That's why we yell at you guys every week to fucking subscribe.
Yeah, exactly, even though you don't, because you suck. Yeah, I mean, there are definitely people who I know that's, like, a huge, huge, huge turn on for them to be, you know, a sub and to be like, and it's not as though I don't appreciate that on some level. Yeah, where
every so often nothing's wrong with it.
Someone is like, sure. I mean, yeah, like I said, it's a balance or whatever. But I got like a strong character. But the one thing I really don't like at all is when, even if someone's like very dominant or, and, you know, and that's like being a turn on or whatever, is when it's dismissive.
Yes.
Like,
No.
You gotta work with me. If we're gonna, if you're gonna achieve what you think you're going to achieve, this has to be a thing we're doing together.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just tell me, like,
we are now a group. You are not a solo artist.
Yeah, no. Popping that second bottle of wine. Do you know what I just realized? And I did not bring this up at the beginning, which I'm so surprised.
That people need to follow us on Richie and Wes and subscribe and give us a 5-star radio.
No, it is that we have been not doing the show, but that we have been friends in real life.
Yes.
For 10 fucking years. Which is amazing, because I literally have not aged a day.
I know. We were 12 when we met.
Nor have you in the last 10.
We met on the teeter-totter at recess.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that photo you posted at Richie and West.
I died.
Following us on social media.
If you're not, follow us.
And if I serve you. But yeah, this picture from 2009... Fuck.
My God.
Was from... Because we were already Twitter friends.
Yes.
And then... you had... Were we friends before you moved to LA or after you?
On Twitter.
LA?
Before. Because I lived in Palm Springs.
Right.
And I was getting ready to come out here.
So, yes. So after we knew each other prior.
Devastating brutal divorce.
Right.
Said, fuck this shit. I'm leaving you. I'm leaving this godforsaken town. I'm going to LA. Making something of myself.
Mm-hmm. And here you are.
Not looking at me begging for people to subscribe to our show.
And a 5-star review.
It's like a digital panhandler. What am I?
The life of a digital creator.
We'll perform for likes.
I love how, though, like, we really do not pretend that this is our full-time job. I mean, like, we make it really obvious that, you know...
Yes, we're busy. LA is expensive.
Like, I'm an influencer. Like, okay.
That's why you guys should subscribe to our Patreon. It's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so I remember there was a friend of mine, Dean, who, A, invented the InStyler.
Yes.
If you guys have never seen this fucking commercial, Google it right now.
And you'll recognize it instantly.
You'll know what it is immediately. He also did hair on American Idol for a number of seasons. I think he's famous.
That's some talent, having to pile Bill's head up.
Yeah, okay.
Every episode.
Yes, he had to put helium in her hair to prop her up.
God.
So every year he throws this amazing Christmas party, and, you know, as people do, I don't know why I'm the one they call. I don't know why it's me. I mean, I do know why, but whenever it's like, oh, we need someone to like do this, you know, fucking flyer, be in this party, or like do this runway, or like, people call me for this most random fucking shit. And it's never just, oh, Wes, we want you to blah, blah, blah. It's like, Wes, make sure a friend of yours is, like,
bring a pal.
Bring a hot friend. It's always, I'm like, why is this my responsibility? So
you're like, okay, we'll do it. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Yeah, like, all right, of course, of course. So as usual, my answer was yes. And maybe it was because Mikio had just moved here and I knew you kind of like needed some like quick cash or something. But you were the first person I thought of. They were doing this wild Christmas party.
Wild.
Oh, you guys.
It's great, though.
It was, first of all, if you can just imagine, like, the theme itself was Christmas in Oz. So it was a Wizard of Oz themed Christmas party in which, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say, like, he had a palatial mansion, but he had a very nice home.
Yes, very nice.
Very modern, and mm-hmm. set up just, like, so functionally, and yeah. it's just so fucking beautiful. And it's, like, great outdoor space and all this stuff, which all of it was decorated to the fucking nines. I mean, like, it could easily, like, be in a movie.
Yes.
Meanwhile...
it's like Mariah Carey threw up.
Yes. Meanwhile, all the characters of The Wizard of Oz have to be present at this party, of yep. course. And he is willing to, you know, pay us to wear these costumes and run around.
That he had made for us.
Yeah. Oh, right. And all our job was to, like, take pictures of people.
For, like, a live, like, holiday card. Right. So whole room set up.
So, you know, when he hired little party,
people,
y'all.
He yes, hired little people.
He did. He hired little people. He hired. I mean, I think there were reindeer there. I mean, it's just.
Right. Insane. It was a the very photo authentic
room.
Christmas.
So, like, yeah, the photo room was set up. And I don't mean it was like a background when you looked at the screen. Yeah, shit no. popped out. Oh, no. This was like a 3D.
Yes.
Deep set. Room.
Yes.
That people were waiting in line for to get their
literally tickets. Waiting in line.
It was so much fun.
Yes. And we got fed and we got alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Right. Because it wasn't like we had to be there every second of the.
No, we got paid to hang out, drink, eat, mm-hmm. and wear a cute costume.
That's fantastic.
It was.
Yeah. So.
That was fun.
If you need someone to spruce up your holiday party this season,
subscribe to our Patreon. It's not even invented yet.
Oh, that might be an OnlyFans.
That was fun, though.
Those costumes were a little skimpy.
They were. Yeah. This is back when I had abs.
Yeah, because you were basically like body paint.
Yeah, and shirtless and
a little
had like a thing like around my neck and a cute little Tin Man hat.
Yeah, and like a little pair of silver trunks, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a very minimal costuming.
Yeah.
But it was effective.
I was the fucking scarecrow. And the thing about my costume was it had real straw.
Yeah, you had. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't get that one.
Which is so comfortable, you guys.
I'm so glad I get that one. So happy.
I mean, believe me, wearing a costume made of straw is super amazing and so great. That's why I had to.
It looked great in the picture.
Well, that's how I had to get so drunk. I was like, this is gonna fuck with me all night.
Right.
It's gonna get real good right now. I had, yeah, so much fun.
That was fun.
It was great.
And now look at us.
I know.
On this stupid show.
Well, I know we have the rest of December to go. Should we do, like, as the year ends, should we start doing our, like, best of, like, list? Do you do that? Do you do best of shit at
the end
of
the year?
Do you
everything.
Think about, like, oh, what was my best, blah, blah, blah?
I can't remember what the hell my best outfit was 2 days ago. No.
I know, we do talk about your short attention span, like, all mm-hmm. the time. I can never put things together chronologically.
Like, oh, really?
They were talking about, no. Like, if I, like, maybe by decade, but certainly not.
Not by week?
Not by week, not by year. You know, when someone talks about all the things that happened this year, it was like the, everyone's doing their Instagram top nine.
Are they?
And
see?
I didn't even know how to do it, number one.
I probably thought it this morning, forgot it already.
I like had to ask someone how to do it, and I felt really old. And then I looked at it, and I was like,
no.
Those pictures are so fucking old. I thought they were like 3 years fucking old, and it was like, no, that's actually from WonderCon this year.
Hey, like, you were there last weekend. Like, what are you talking about?
8 months ago. It was not that long ago. Like, what? It just feels that's like hilarious. It was so long ago. Shit.
Yeah, no. I don't do any top... nothing. Just getting me through the next year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have some resolution I'm going to break. I said last night I'm going to try to fight people less on Twitter. I'm probably going to do that at the stroke of midnight. So
it's not.
I'm just, it's...
That's definitely not going to happen.
I am who I am, and it is what it is. Yeah. I'm very strong, I'm opinionated, and that's why we have the show.
I always feel like the end of the new year is sort of like, especially New Year's Day, like January 1st, mm-hmm. is such a random, stupid day, because if you don't go out and get completely shit-faced and crazy, and you're just like having a normal day.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. Like, everything is closed for absolutely no reason.
It really is.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it just, mm-hmm. if you really think about it in that context of, like, I mean, I think Janis Joplin was like, it's all the same fucking day, man. But it's like, there is no reason at all for that day to be, I don't know, most people are just sleeping, I guess. But
I had a really spoiled New Year's Day, like, 3 years ago. Maybe four. When I was dating DJ, that movie producer, mm-hmm. it was the most spoiled fucking New Year's Day. We were all fucking hungover at this giant house in the fucking valley. And we literally just, we, four times, we just literally Postmated Starbucks. I felt like the most ridiculously entitled person. And three times it's the same goddamn Postmates guy. I was all, he must think we're trash. The Starbucks was like three blocks away. We were just literally watching movies all day long. Underneath blankets, as if it was even cold, because it wasn't, in this giant fucking house in a gated community. We just kept on Postmating Starbucks.
Oh my god. See, but those are the days I love to actually venture out.
Because oh, there's no one around. No one. There's no one to piss you
being
off.
Being from LA, especially, it's like the day after the apocalypse.
It
like,
really
there
is.
There's no one on the street.
Doing shit.
Shit is closed. You know, there's, like, well, that one trash bag rolling in the wind. I mean, it's just so wild.
And her wig's coming off.
Yes. Same thing with Christmas Day. I always love, like, Christmas
Day.
There's
no traffic.
There's no traffic at all. Nothing is happening.
Everyone went home for the holidays.
The only thing that's open are, like, random Chinese places, some convenience stores, and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Which is your one day of the year that you get it.
Which is where I'm driving to when I see that there's no traffic around. That's the best drive of the... That drive home when the car smells like fried chicken and there's no one on the street and I know I'm going to get mashed potatoes and fried chicken when I get home and there's no one to stop me from getting home. That is literally one of the best days of the year. It is. And I truly enjoy it even without people. And I know that sounds weird.
No, it doesn't. People suck.
Because no one ever comes with me. It's not like I make this run, this yearly run to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You deserve your day of solace, damn it. It's fine.
Not by myself. Who knows what I eat in the car on the way home?
Exactly.
Only me. Only me and God. we have so much fun with you guys every week. And by you guys, I mean Richie Rich. no, we're glad that you're listening. We always love to hear from you.
I always need people just to subscribe to our Patreon.
Yes. mm-hmm. Also,
this is
like...
the selfishly plugging
we could stand
episode.
To make a little more money. So, you know,
the
we have
coming.
Our sponsors and things.
Our cash apps are open.
yeah, if you want to be an advertiser on the show and like...
Send us money directly. Directly, our Amazon wish list is on our page.
What was I saying? You
oh,
guys,
that got deep
we
again.
Have such a good time.
We were saying subscribe to our Patreon whenever we have one up going. In the meantime, subscribe to us on all social
Wait,
media platforms.
Now, before I leave the country, I now have to build a Patreon to have everyone subscribe to it.
No,
Wait, no pressure at all.
No, stop.
Thanks for listening and for subscribing and for giving us a 5-star review. We would love to hear from you. Do follow back on social. And until next time.
Goodbye and happy holidays.
Bye.
From Les, not from me.
It's literally only December 6th. Like, I don't even care.